This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So you could find me in the hookah lounge with Juelz, Santana, relaxing on the couch, reclining and puffing on
strawberry swish,
French vanilla.
Oh,
and we're going back and forth doing little designs with our smoke, and I do a bunny rabbit, and he does some kind of strange moth, and then
I do Bible verses in cursive.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I don't believe
one letter at a time, or just all?
No, where are you on a word at a time.
Where are you on that now?
Well, I'm in an interesting spot. I don't want to interrupt your story.
No, I mean, like, you're saying you don't believe, because you did believe in it last time we heard from you about it.
I don't know that I believed in it,
maybe,
but I believe that it had some value.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm afraid that
I remember you saying that it really did happen.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. I believe there was that man.
Uh-huh. Mama, there goes that man.
He may be exaggerated. Okay. Mama, there goes that man is what I would say. And he may be exaggerated a little bit.
Oh.
Which is okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it was in order to put a moral structure on our society. And without that, without people basically having a prism of fear through which to view every choice they make, I'm afraid that it would be complete anarchy. Not everyone is naturally capable like a Sean or a Hayes.
Uh-huh.
Or who's a guest we've had who really, I think, has a strong moral compass.
Hal Rudnick.
Or a Rudnick. Not everyone has that ability. Uh-huh. To sort of just innately understand right from wrong. Mm. And they kind of need to fear that some sort of overlord is going to bop them on the nose with a newspaper for eternity in hell if they don't, for instance, leave my shoe on the wall alone and not try to steal it. So
you've really reached a reasonable medium.
Well,
here.
I think it should exist. I really think that religion is a good thing, but only because people are so stupid and just simpletons.
Uh-oh.
And I, in a way, am sort of a demigod. Demigog. What am I saying?
You are saying two different things.
Demi-legato.
So I blew, just to close this out, I blew.
Careful how you finish this one. Right, code man?
Okay, I'll be careful.
It's okay to laugh about this stuff.
I blew a smoke shape of a pretty woman, a beautiful woman.
Doing Roberts?
Yes, and she's sort of beckoning Juelz, and he's like, oh, where is this gonna go? And he's kind of like, he's trying to whistle at her.
Yeah.
And then I had it transform into a boy.
Oh no.
And so he found himself being gay for the smoke for just a brief moment.
Oh, and that's a good lesson for him. And again, you know, just a good reason that maybe some of this Bible stuff is in place. So,
hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And I like the new thing where you say, to sort of prompt me into my, because I forget to say my beginning part.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm still buzzed from last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. I got such a heady buzz on, and I just couldn't shake it. I tell you, if I wasn't still buzzed, I think I'd just about fall over. And now
I have the same thing where, not the same thing, but my blood sugar is like plummeting. You know what I mean?
Right. My blood pressure is plummeting.
You can feel it going down?
Oh, it's gone, baby, through the basement. No, my shit's not pumping.
Do you want to eat something?
I'm trying not to.
Okay.
As a personal just challenge with myself.
I think it might be a good – well, did you eat before this?
No, I haven't eaten – what's today?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't eaten since the 10th.
Well, why don't we – do you want to get lunch?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's the 10th. I mean, I told myself I was going to do 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And we're right about on that line.
And it's been 13 days.
Yeah.
If you count the 10th.
Uh-huh.
So
let's just get lunch.
And that could get us into a place where we're feeling so energized and we do the real show.
I would love to have the power of lunch in me.
Cody, can we have the menus, please?
Sure, let me just go grab that.
Just get the book of menus.
Here's a computer.
No, the book.
The book. There's the big book of menus.
With the laminated menus.
It's the places we're allowed to order from according to scripts.
Thank you. Because they got to all be laminated because when I'm thinking about lunch food, liquid starts to spill out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting ready to break it all down.
Okay. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of options around here.
What do I want? I want something with a mushroom.
And I am sweating all over these menus. Thank God they're laminated. You want something with a mushroom?
I want something with a big mushroom.
Cody, is there anything with lentils where they smish them all up and make sort of a mash?
Maybe at that Thai place.
At the Thai place, he thinks they smish up the lentils. Okay?
Okay. Because these should be divided by what kind of food it is.
Yeah.
Instead of just by, like, an experience that you had there.
I like to arrange it autobiographically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's these little tabs on the side with, like, I guess keywords to remind you of the experience that you had at these places. Yeah,
the one says drank too much water.
It's always an issue. Don't stop.
One just says pork buns, and it's not on the menu. That's not an item that's on the menu. Is that what you were upset about, that they didn't have it?
I think they had it, and then they ran out of it. So I just remember that happening.
But the menu
if it's not
does
on the
not
menu,
list it as a thing you can order. It. So you believed they were lying.
They seemed to, they indicated to me through their body language that it was one that they had run out of.
And you're huge on these micro expressions now. You feel that you can sense that, and you're frequently accusing people around the Earwolf office of hiding something or of displaying aggression toward you that no one else is sensing.
Yeah, I've been researching a lot of – there's a lot of body language stuff on the internet and on the Lad Bible.
I also saw you reading Joe Navarro's Read 'em and Reap, 101 Poker Tells for the amateur player. He, I guess, was a former FBI profile, and he thinks that you can reap the rewards of an ability to read your opponent. And I guess I would caution you from feeling like an expert so soon after reading that book.
Interesting for you also to become a body language expert. For you, well, I don't know if this is a deliberate thing, like something you're trying to put out into the world, but as for you to be someone who's constantly licking his lips and itching himself, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe at some point it could translate onto you, whereas, like, you could have more control over
right.
the kind of you stuff that your body is up to.
Want to watch yourself, because you do display all of the physical manifestations of a predator.
It's more for me to look out, and I can assess, you know, my prey. I mean, people and stuff. Not really applying it to myself so much lately.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
One at a time.
So, all right. Well, let's just pick out one of these menus. And is there anywhere where the bread is a wet
sandwich?
Yeah, because sometimes, because I like the ones where you dip it in something, you know, you dip the sandwich, but I want it to be wet even before I dip it.
I like can't water? Deal with the dipping. I don't trust myself. Because one thing is, dry bread can be pretty dangerous for mm-hmm. your throat.
Yeah.
I chipped my tooth once on that.
So even more reason to just see if there's a wet bread anywhere in here.
You remember the Jim Carrey's tooth?
Oh.
You remember that?
Oh, tell me more about it.
It was, that was real.
Oh, gracious. Well.
What else do we have to eat today?
Condolences. So, all right. Okay, so here's a question I have, and is, does this exist? Bacon tacos.
I mean, that would should that, be real.
Would that just clean up?
Oh, we should do a truck, Bacos.
Ooh.
We should do a truck.
Bacos. We got to get a truck going.
I need someone to drive. And I need someone to make the food.
Is there anywhere they cook with activated charcoal? Because that's in my body wash and it just makes me feel great.
Yeah, that's you can get that at the pharmacy.
At the pharmacy. Okay. And I'm looking through the menu. And then what's the keyword next to pharmacy? No, oh, butt medicine.
You do, huh?
So this is where you pick up
oh, brother.
Your butt medicine that Tom also... Tom Sharpling famously needs.
No, yeah, he recommended that place to me too.
Oh wow.
Oh boy. So,
so the thing I thought was a big mushroom in my head was like a gray steak.
Because
it looked like a big mushroom. When I was picturing it for a second, it did look like a big mushroom.
Shark steak.
But now in my head I'm kind of pushing on it and it feels like it is a gray steak.
Shark steak, remember?
Who's that?
Fucking shark steak.
Who is that?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh.
The dude. Are you going to Bette Lebowski Fest this year?
Oh, yes. I'm going to be...
I'm hosting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Tara Reid's character.
Oh, right. She wants to have sex. Not
You're
me.
Hosting it at your place this year?
Yeah, I am.
Huh.
I'm going to be the marmot or whatever.
Okay.
The turtle.
Hmm?
The turtle.
You're going to be turtle at the Bounty
You're
going to
be
year?
Turtle you, again?
You show up to all these fests as turtle, and I don't think it's appropriate for a single one.
Yeah.
Comic-Con, you go as turtle.
Again, I read about it in Lad Bible, got his, like, a lot of the stuff that he wore in the show.
Oh, you bought
yeah.
show-worn costumes, and you wore it to Comic-Con, and the nerds beat you up.
Yeah, it's, they always do that.
What else is food?
So, yeah, let's just see. Well, I can't eat that.
What is it? The paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. You're struggling with it a little bit.
Yeah.
It is confusing because it says lunch on it.
Well, and that's the downside of them laminating these menus.
Mm-hmm. It makes it much harder to be lunch.
Mm-hmm. So it's really false advertising. And can we sue them and maybe yes. get free lunch?
Ah. What if we put two restaurants together to make one lunch? Like two salads from a from two different places.
Is there any salads with candy? Like maybe gummy grapefruit. Wouldn't that be nice on a salad?
In the salad?
And a little bit of arugula.
Cody, is there any salads with candy?
Do you guys have any allergies or?
That's a good question.
Oh, wow. Well, so as always, I don't eat anything without rubbing it on my chest first. So it really wouldn't be that big a deal. At worst, I get a chest rash.
Yeah.
But do you need the list again of things that have given me a rash on my chest?
Please.
Hot sauce, sriracha,
uh-huh.
jalapenos, habaneros, all things I didn't know I was allergic to, but of course I rubbed them all over my chest.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
And after the first few, they're all sort of part of the same family.
I thought at one point that I was allergic to raspberries, but it turns out it was just juice on my chest, and it made sort of a jam. Oh, that's my jam. Turn it up. Remember at the club?
Yes, yes.
Now, what else is food?
I'm allergic to gooping.
Flipping around. Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow's blog?
No, it's like a special kind of bread.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in all the breads. Can't have that. Well, this keyword, it says Papa Smurf next to this one. What could this be, Cody?
That wasn't supposed to be in there.
Cody, don't you sometimes have a little treat for yourself?
Oh.
When you're doing a record? Because I feel like it's going to take so long.
To get it.
It's going to take so long. We have to call and it has to come over.
We're too hungry to wait.
So don't you sometimes bring a little treat in your pocket?
Yeah, because I have like animal brain problems. So I want to train myself when I do a good. I give myself a little treat.
Yes, and you put it on your nose, and you see how long you could hold it on your nose.
Yep. Self-control.
Discipline's a muscle. Now.
What do I got here?
We could eat some of Cody's treats.
Some blue masking tape.
Oh!
Let's try that out.
Thank you. Oh.
That looks good.
It's actually blue raspberry.
Oh, you look stronger. It's sort of a fruit by the foot.
I thought it was going to be blue regular berry, but it was blue raspberry. Mm. I like that.
I'm not allergic to those.
Do you have any other treats?
Yeah, can I get
something
a treat?
Something for Sean.
I can't eat that stuff.
Sure, let me see. Oh, here we go.
Styrofoam.
Ah! Oh, good. Just a little more flavorful than rice cakes. Got 'em, bitch. It's actually very good. Kind of almost like marshmallows, but not so damn sweet.
Well, that was a nice lunch.
What a great lunch, and thanks, Cody, for being prepared, and I hope you didn't need that styrofoam to be the shape it was when you handed it to me. And we will, of course, be back with guests, and you're going to love listening to that part. So everybody, keep doing what you're doing in terms of lagging Hollywood Handbook.
On Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm with, you know, all the baristas from Barista, and I'm there with the documentary film Barista, and I'm there with Adam Sachs and his children and his wife,
uh-huh.
And he is wearing a Scarborough Country T-shirt.
Wow!
So I'm like, take that off, you know?
Yeah.
People are trying to drink coffee here.
They're not trying to spit out their coffee. From remembering a funny joke they heard on the show and laughing so hard.
Well, that's exactly right. It's pretty dangerous. And they've got these brown butter blondies there that are just a delight, but they've got a little bit of salt. And you choke on that, it goes up your nose. Who knows? I mean, you're going to be living with that forever. So anyway, we get in this big argument, bit of a scuffle.
Yeah, you're trying to take his shirt off.
Yeah, I put him into an arm bar, Renzo Gracie style. And I suddenly realized, like, what are we fighting about? We both love podcasts. We both love having fun. I lend him some of my 5'4 clothing just to cover up. And I am head-to-toe 5'4 today, just so you know.
Yes.
And, Code, when you get pictures for this episode, Engineer Cody, please do realize that my jeans, my shirt, my jacket, it's all 5'4". And if they gave me shoes and a watch, I'd do that, too. I just love them, and I've come all the way around.
So you made him wear the jeans as a...
made him put on jeans over his Scarborough Country shirt, and I made him put on a jacket like a skirt.
Hey, speaking of podcasts.
Right.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We're always tapping into what's going on in the podcast universe, and this is...
the business of podcasts.
Sort of a secondary, tertiary thing for us, but we still like to know what's going on as just as sort of a hobby.
That's a new wave of content, and I think it's interesting, and we like to be at the front of the next wave all the time. So we've got these guys here.
Jake and Amir are here.
Jake and Amir, if you've heard of them, I bet. Hi, say hi,
hey
boys.
Guys. Hey, thanks for having us.
Not Jake and Amir. That would be
what my uncle thinks Jakes. My show is.
Mm. Oh, he thinks it's you looking in
for a long time. My family was like, we can't find your show. It's Jake in the Mirror.
And it is somewhat masturbatory.
Yeah. Well, I have a separate show on YouPorn. I'm a camboy. It's just Jake in a Mirror.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You're a little Thai camboy.
Yeah. It's very racist.
Yeah.
So you guys have podcasts.
Yeah, we do.
And a whole network?
Yeah.
Hello.
A channel of podcasts, basically.
Mm.
What's that about?
Well, we had a podcast for a while called If I Were You.
It still exists. Still have it.
And then we decided, why don't we expand our one show into a channel, a network of shows? So we started HeadGum, which is a podcast network, and it's filled with shows from our friends and family.
I had that one time.
Friends and family or a podcast network?
HeadGum.
You had HeadGum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You owned the domain name and you let it expire?
No, I had a case of chewing gum.
In the head.
Sneeze and it kind of jumps up into the sinus cavity.
That'll happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was afraid would happen to the people in the barista shop.
Yes.
You know, I mean, isn't it
salt
funny how
nostrils.
Connected our conversations are? We don't always realize.
I guess.
Yeah. No, no guesswork involved, Amir. It's true.
It's funny.
And so, HeadGum, we've all had it.
Okay.
We've all gotten it stuck in there, and we've all had to get a doctor.
Yeah. And that's what my foundation is.
Head colds,
is
head
for
gum,
now.
Yeah.
Try and stop it from happening to me again.
And I want to say quickly, just because normally we record our episode a few days ahead of time, we have time to go back and sort of edit it. We're not going to have that time, so we do need engineer Cody totally engaged today. You're on point, Code. And you say once again, Tip.
What?
He sounds like he's ready to go.
And we'll edit that so it sounds tight. But we're going to just stop down every so often. You won't hear this in the record, but Cody, so you know we're going to stop down and kind of talk about what we need edited out. I think from that beginning, maybe we have Amir, you really get it when I like am talking about the barista stuff connecting to the HeadGum stuff.
Oh, should we be laughing over that a little bit?
I mean, if you would crack up,
we
that
could
would
do
actually
wild laughter
feel,
right now.
Do we want to get a couple wild laughs?
Yes.
Let's and we could just plug it. Those in after Hayes says something or after I say something.
So this is Jake Hurwitz wild laugh take one.
That feels good. And maybe do one where you're trying not to and it bursts out.
Okay, this is Jake Hurwitz stifled wild laughter. Take one. Sorry.
And do one that sounds fake.
All right.
Great.
He
and Amir?
Didn't slate the last one.
Sorry, can I tail slate the last
can
one?
Can you slate
Please.
The fake
that
one?
That was Jake Hurwitz wild laughter fake take one. So I nailed them all in one take.
Okay.
Okay, and then Amir, if we could get a couple takes of wild laughs.
Sure. Amir Blumenfeld, wild laughter take one. That's funny. All right.
Uh-huh.
Another option.
Sort of snuck in a line there.
I would say something.
That's going to affect how we pay out.
All right. No line. Amir Blumenfeld, wild laughter, take two. That's funny. Sorry. You can cut out. I left.
We'll get up before that's funny.
Yeah,
we'll
if we could do an edit on.
You left space.
On two.
Code,
on take
you can
two.
Catch that.
Let it breathe.
Drop the. It's funny.
I need your date of birth, too, in the slate, please.
Sure. Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, wild laughter, take three.
Did you say the year?
Oh, 83. That's funny. That one, if you do want to use the line, it's sort of embedded in there.
He only has takes where you have the line.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Jesus Christ. Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, 1983, wild laughter, take four. That's funny.
Oh, so you started with it.
I honestly can't even tell that I'm saying it. If I'm saying it, I am giving it breathing room.
Can we do
okay,
one
you
that's
are
a little more
it.
Surprise? Because where a lot of our comedy is going to be coming from is
an element of surprise.
Is surprise.
Yes. And that really is what comedy, I mean, look who we're telling.
You guys know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so
it's like, what wouldn't you expect to see?
Sure.
Where it's kind of pouncing on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amir Blumenfeld, again, do I need to do the birthday every time?
Yes.
Or you have, okay, Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, 1983, Wild Laughter, take 1B, we'll call Surprise Laughter. Ready? Funny.
Whoa. Like, whoa.
Oh, come on. You guys stepped all over that, too.
Did I?
Did we? Oh, you're picking us up on that?
I wanted to sort of cut it off.
Yeah.
Before it got too, before it got too far into it.
Yeah. Super clean.
Yeah. Yes.
And maybe like a whoa. You know,
at the header.
Oh, can I do the whoa? That's
oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
And
maybe
I'd love
to try Jake. Right. Maybe we Jake could
Jake
show
Jake was
Amir.
Really hitting the different yes. times. So maybe yeah. try to do what Jake does. And Jake, a
so
whoa. And I also would love
whoa?
To hear a what.
If we could have
like a
yes.
like you're so like what like yes. you know
that
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want me to do it at the same time?
Just try not to say that's
other?
Funny over my line.
We want it. Yeah. Well, let's get this one clean. Just we'll get Jake clean,
so
and then we'll
surprise.
Try one with both you guys.
Okay. Do you surprise. Want it on Jake's mic, or you need two separate lines?
I would like him to slate it at least.
Jake Hurwitz, August 5th, 1985.
Oh my gosh, that's one day after mine.
All right, that's fun. All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yep.
That's funny. Sorry.
Whoa, what?
We can get that clean, right?
Whoa, what? Lines.
I like that.
I would sort of, yeah, I would like to get.
You're getting their mic
a series
separate.
Of whoa, what?
Can you isolate
it? It is
each
separate.
Mic?
Okay, because I don't want a kind of muffled, that's funny over while we're getting that good whoa, what?
No, no, yeah. no. I feel like I'm talking right into my mic. I don't know if Jake's.
The
mic's
what feels like what would be coming off of a lot of what me and Hayes do.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so yeah, I'd love to have one of those clean. Do we want to do one where you guys just both do just one for you, okay. whatever you feel?
A
just
goofy take? I can do a goofy
yeah,
take.
Do
yeah, let's do a goofy
one.
We can
improvise.
We yeah, we use it. We don't.
Do
yeah, don't improvise. But do
an
yeah.
improvise.
Well,
do you improvise?
Huh? No, and we don't need any improv. But
okay.
just do what kind of what we said, but just for you guys.
Got
make
it.
It fun.
As scripted, but.
Yeah,
one
just,
silly
yeah.
take.
Just what's on the page, but make it crazy.
We'll call it like a rainbow run or something.
Oh, cool.
Okay. That's really, really, really funny, guys.
You're adding so many lines. I'm going to do my woe as Joey from Blossom.
All right.
Whoa.
That's
oh,
good.
Okay, great.
In case
yeah.
you need that as sort of like a character thing that you can use that in many
younger
episodes.
Than me, but his references are older.
We are trying to do more of that stuff, referencing 90s shows and
oh, yeah.
Pogs
and sound
like
drops.
And
we want to do essentially our own sound drop.
Cool.
Yes.
I try to compete with this Doughboys culture.
Maybe we should do like a Clarissa Explains It All Sam's Ladder. Hey,
okay.
Sam.
Okay. What's that?
Well, that's all I got.
Oh.
You know okay. what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with a bear.
The ladder says, hey, yeah. Sam.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It's a crazy show.
See, we don't know what this stuff. This is like all sort of after our time.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you guys?
Boy.
Gosh, I hate to try to pin it down. Yeah.
Why are you still don't? Why
you
are you
say
like
our
stalling
birthdays.
Or something? Do
well,
you not know
no, it's not that. No, it's not that. It's not stalling, and it's not
you're
that we don't know. No, and it's not even us trying to come up with like a funny answer.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what you're thinking,
it certainly feels like that.
No,
yeah.
it's but that's not what it is.
So
it's
what
not
is
a
it?
Sort of, it's not the wheels spinning.
Right.
What is it? It's just shame. I'm just embarrassed.
You can give me a range.
You know?
Give me a range.
It's hearing your guys' birthdays.
Uh huh.
And then
that shook me up.
Being sad, but like mine has a lot of the same digits, but in a very different order.
August 1958.
What is it? Is it 38?
Yeah, and I can't really pin it down because I did sort of
your
move
age
around
is something
a lot.
That you can definitely pin it. You can't.
You moved around.
I moved around a lot.
Do you
yeah.
not have a birth certificate?
The mm-hmm. seasons, you know, the seasons here that you don't have any. And
yeah,
so
it all
hard
bleeds together
to mark
yeah.
time.
Well,
yeah.
if you know the date that you were born, we could figure everything else
you
out.
You could do
for
the
you.
Math from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be easier?
It would be.
Yeah. No, but we should just get back into just HeadGum. What did you guys want to say about it? You think it's gonna kick Earwolf's butt, huh?
Yeah, is the goal to be friends with Earwolf or to be enemies
yeah,
with them?
I mean, podcast is so new and rich and fertile soil. I feel like we can all grow together. The success of Earwolf would only positively affect
right.
HeadGum and vice versa.
And Wolf Cool.
And Wolf Cool and
yeah,
Wolf Pop and Howl.
Yeah, I think
and,
the yeah. it's almost to us it's like being a TV network in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be like one of a few rather than like taking everybody down. Being like
you see yourselves as UPN.
Yeah, I think we're a UPN
or a WGN, a superstation, a TBS.
What's a G? Well, okay,
Can I mark a couple edits?
Oh, great! Yeah.
The mention of Wolf Pop number one is really going to bring everyone down. If we could just not mention. It's like
the most failed venture, you know, the
in media history
taken place. Yeah.
Wow.
Basically in
that.
The past decade, if we could not bring that up.
Okay.
More
it's
going to
bum out Aukerman.
Oh, he listens to every episode.
The birthday stuff? Yeah. Do you want to edit out us asking you?
He gives
that?
Notes. The birthday stuff?
Yeah. Because you guys sort of dodged the question.
Oh, I didn't feel that way. I mean, if that's how it reads, Cody, then do cut some of that out. But I thought we handled it pretty
smooth.
Can we
have Cody saying his birthday after you ask? Oh. Like kind of in my voice?
Oh, that's sure. Nice.
So what's his birthday?
So what's, can we just get wild Cody's birthday?
Yeah.
Can you slate it?
Cody Scully, take one.
We should. Your birthday should
this
be.
This is wild birthday.
Your birthday is in the slate too.
Yeah, it should be Cody's wild birthday.
This is an alt because I screwed up that last slate. Alt slate, wild birthday, January 1st.
Well, now we don't know whose wild birthday.
Wow, your birthday is January 1st.
Yeah,
that's awesome. New Year's baby.
It's not.
Yeah, because instead of getting a New Year's present.
He always takes it as January 1st of this present year. It's like if you ever have a prescription for your pets to pick up, then at the pharmacy you just leave January 1st this year because you usually don't know your pet's actual birthday. And Cody's the same way.
What I heard happen is Cody was sort of lazily trying to get through a pornography age like barrier. Just did January 1st. Then they sent him an email on his birthday. And that, in his mind, sort of became his actual birthday.
Mm-hmm. When it's actually something like hard to remember, like August 29th.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Whoa, does Amir know Cody's birthday?
It just felt right, right?
Dude does his research.
Did you have any other edits?
Yeah, I thought maybe you could put in me saying something really funny, just anywhere that it fits.
So you don't know what edits are. If you want, you want them to add to something.
If you drop in,
we do like a wild.
I'll ADR after you guys leave. We have the studio for another hour.
We do a lot of this. We'll drop stuff in.
Yeah, we'll drop stuff ADR. In, or just me saying something funny. And Amir has been feeling a little aggressive toward me. So no. if you could get any audio, if you could piece together him saying something racially insensitive, just in case we need to use that.
How could, based on like words that I've said,
if we could paste that together, in case we need it.
Easier if we could just get a wild one.
This is insane, but all right. Jesus Christ. Amir Blumenfeld, wild, racially insensitive. Live.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
We had one of the Mexican guys cleaning our house today, or at least I think he's Mexican.
Okay, right. So he can't tell the difference, and that's useful.
Like the subtle nuances between Latin American.
Yeah. Feels real.
And we'll make it worse. Yeah, it feels real, which is better.
And I haven't even said anything derogatory. I just said, it just said something that happened.
Right.
So I'm not saying good or bad.
It felt loaded.
Yeah, and
it felt loaded, right. Do you want it less or more than that?
Do we want to bump it up more or
bump it up?
Yeah, let's.
I feel like that's as high as I'm showing you what the upper range is. I'm dipping the boom all the way in, and you've got to tell me when it's out.
Okay, all right.
That was sort of like laced with ignorance. Can we get one laced with vitriol?
Oh yeah. Like you think something negative about him, not just you don't understand his culture.
Yeah, it's not that you don't understand. You get it. You know what you're
like
saying.
Honestly, Mexican guy cleaning your house is the premise. And what do you feel about that? And why does it bother you in some way?
Yeah.
I feel fine, but you want me to make up a reason why I would feel anger or something towards that?
It's just if we need it.
This is to drug. And you're not, okay. What are the odds that you use it?
Well, maybe even, we probably won't need it. Yeah, but.
It's in case, but they might need it.
This is insane, but okay. Jesus Christ. Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, 1983. I can't even fucking believe I'm being strong-armed into this, but the.
Can we get that?
Yeah.
Lift that up? Thanks.
Fuck this. All right. The Mexican guy who was cleaning my house today got shit. He ended up doing so much more damage than good. Not that that surprises me because, you know.
Oh, that's really good to leave it vague. You know, that felt real to me. Are you good with that?
I don't even think of that in general as a stereotype of Mexican people that they will ruin
do more harm than good.
As they're trying to clean
it's
it.
It's nice that you fill in the blank. There's so many.
What the damage is.
I feel bad even saying that much.
And if we want to, do we want to get Jake implying that Amir thinks he stole something?
No. This is.
I mean, do we just want to get it if we end up needing it?
Need it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all maybe, like, I'll sort of, like, act like I know that.
And this is to use, this is to use when? In the show itself?
Just as we're piecing together the show, which we have to do kind of immediately afterwards, we want to make sure we have a lot of options.
Of course.
You've been in the edit bay.
I have been. But this is such a, U-turn for me. This is not normal for me. This isn't status quo.
Okay, yeah.
To have racist options, I mean.
Well, okay. I mean, HeadGum's kind of a junior podcast operation.
It comes from being in the business for a long time.
Okay. It's just when you've been around a while.
Yeah, I get it. And I feel comfortable. I'm happy to quell the racism. So I'll do Jake Hurwitz, August 5th, 1985. This is wild, sort of injecting some understanding. Oh, come on. Hey, man, you lose stuff all the time.
All right.
I'm just saying he didn't. All right. Let's move
on. That's good. Yeah. So then people won't be mad.
It sort of sounds like I knew what he was getting at, and I'm trying to like.
Yeah, you're cutting him off at the pass a little bit. That feels good.
I think we can move on.
Yeah, let's move on and just talk about.
What are some of the shows you guys?
What are the HeadGum shows you're so excited about?
To do.
So many funny shows on the network. We're fans of. High and Mighty, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, John Gabris' show.
Gabris, who's an Earwolf alumni of sorts, does a bunch of your podcasts here, has a show on our network where every week he discusses something that he's passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something like a television show, like a Banshee for one,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe just the Weezer Blue album, or sometimes it's just talking about Judaism.
You know, Dan Klein and Kelly Hudson's new podcast that I think there's only been two episodes, but we just launched it. It's called Make Me Like It.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise is they take something that they don't like milk or mm-hmm. scary movies, and they talk to people who do like those things, and they try to convince them to like it.
Analyze fish.
Yeah.
We don't like to
joke about
that on the so I'd actually like to propose an edit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The implied insult against Analyze Fish that these guys were doing, Cody, can we take that out?
Absolutely.
I don't think it was an insult.
That is not gonna
it's really low, man.
It's not gonna play well.
You guys implied
just with
it.
Our listeners.
This is
and
so
I, you know? Can I actually say, Cody, can you not use that? I'm really starting to feel uncomfortable about the Mexican stuff. And it's getting to the point where, like, I can't
the
even
Mexican
focus
standoff,
on what we're talking about because I'm, like, going back and, like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I don't think we're going to end up using it, but an edit that I wanted to suggest was just – can we get something other than Mexican just as an option?
No.
Yeah, if that is something that's making you uncomfortable, we can explore.
Because I know we don't always want to go after those guys.
If it's legit 3-1, I will do it just because I don't want to like.
And I don't even think you need a new like insult because you could just insert any.
Yeah,
like,
it could be any nationality cleaning your house and you know stealing from
so
you.
So just
possibly.
Get a couple wild races and nationalities and I think you could insert that in pretty easily.
Yeah, that would help.
Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, 1983. Wild nationalities for a racial insensitivity line. I really feel uncomfortable doing this. I just want that on the record. All right.
Mm-hmm. We'll cut that.
Christ. Fuck. Puerto Rican. Laotian, Australian dudette, Polak, or Polish,
Whoa. Sorry,
can we actually cut, like, sorry, I shouldn't have, a Polishman,
I think
or Eastern European citizen.
Mm-hmm, okay, you've got Polak, right? We got that clean.
It's in there.
This is fucking gotcha podcast journalism, guys.
And then later,
if you've ever been caught with your pants down in the edit bay, you know that you just want to have options.
Can I be in the edit bay?
We don't have to do this now while they're here to waste their time. But I just want to carve out some time for me to dress him down about the Polak thing. Just to like really.
I was saying we should
really
use
read
the
him the riot.
I was saying
act.
We shouldn't even use
I think
the Polak.
That's a cool
thing.
Idea.
Yeah, no, but if we do use it, we're really going to need a voice of
but
reason
can you not
in there.
Use it?
Hayes would be a great.
Yeah,
yeah.
My mom's entire family comes from Poland. So I'd hate for any of this stuff to get on record.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. We got to get his line clean, buddy.
No, this could be for later. For now, I would sort of like to maybe have a wild Cornholio impression that I can use that these guys are
from
laughing
you?
At. Oh, is that okay?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's great.
I can't do it. I'm not good at it.
Well, either you have a Cornholio in your bag.
I might have something. I could try.
But it's me.
Yeah, this is me as you
doing Cornholio. Maybe it's
okay.
Cornhazio.
Cornhazio.
Cornhazio's great. And then I'll do Jake's what laugh.
That's great.
Cool.
Because we will need someone to do the what laugh.
Because we're going to need someone to be cracking up.
That's great.
All right.
Okay.
I think I do a much better butthead than Beavis, but I'll give
But it's
a shot.
Not Beavis. It's Cornhazio.
All right. This is Jake Hurwitz, August 5th, 1985, Cornhazio, Wild Line.
I am Cornhazio. I need TP for my bunghole.
What? That's funny.
That's great.
Oh, that
That's
going to
play
me.
Great.
So, yeah, that really felt good. And I'm just realizing as we do these slates and we're saying our birth dates, is that going to get confusing because we're not saying today's date as well?
I think it'll be okay, but we should switch it anyway.
Okay.
Switch it.
I can do.
How about where you were born?
Okay.
Just throw that in there.
Sure.
Instead.
What's the date today?
It's the 25th.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we just keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep trucking through.
What else you guys have going on?
Yeah, you're doing a web series, huh, on Vimeo or something?
Yeah, we have a new show on Vimeo On Demand, actually.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's called Lonely and Horny.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Uh-huh.
Jake and I wrote it together. Jake directed it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's more the technical side.
Mm-hmm. Despite being younger.
For the College Humor web series, we both did it all. And then in this new show, we sort of separated our tasks.
Well, yeah, so something was not
Amir stars and I direct.
Yeah, we sort of, we drifted in that direction.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that wasn't working is that we couldn't just both be on camera the entire time again without somehow appropriating
cracking each other up.
Or just like stealing the characters back from College Humor. So we had to separate ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so College Humor.
It's like a rights issue.
College Humor owns
the Jake and Amir
characters.
Yes.
Okay. And now your names on the new show are Lonely and Horny?
That's correct. I'm John Lonely.
and
he's
Rick
Horny Michaels.
Oh, sorry. That was better.
Yeah. And so this is a quick edit. We're going to get in me saying Horny Adams.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's good.
So I'm John Lonely.
And he's Horny Adams.
That's good. Can we get a couple more alts?
Yeah.
I'm John Lonely.
Could you slate yourself with your birthday or today's date and where you were born?
Yeah, okay. So this is Sean Clements. This is Wild Horny Adams.
Alts to take, the Horny.
Yeah, we have the Horny Adams
have
one.
Horny
I actually
Adams.
Have a pitch for that, which is me as Cornhazio being now Hornhazio.
Okay.
There's like
great.
A horny version of...
So do you want to get yours first?
Yeah, let's get mine out of the way first.
Right.
And so,
I'll keep
and I can
we'll
use Cornhazio. Oh, great. You guys will
no,
just shout him out.
Jake is going to have to be.
Yes.
You think
and he'll do Cornhazio.
Let's do three in a row, and then we'll do Cornhazio.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you three quick ones.
Let me feed it to you.
Okay, this is Sean Clements, and it's April 25th.
Sorry. Today's your birthday? Is today your birthday?
Nah, I don't know. So let's just kick
dude, that's
kick
a
em.
Fucking... I'm so sorry. Have
nah,
a birthday.
Nah, fuck it. It's stupid.
That's
so
a huge deal.
Nah, it's dumb.
How old are you turning today?
Nah.
Dude, is it a big one? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I honestly didn't know.
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
All right. Happy birthday, by the way.
He thinks birthdays are fake.
Oh,
please.
So this goes back to what we were saying before. Like, he actually thinks that birthdays are not a real thing.
They're just invented by the Hallmark Company.
Okay. All right. I'm John Lonely.
And you're feeding them to me or what?
Yeah, I'm going to give you John Lonely, and then you do the horny.
Oh, I thought you were feeding me the other alts.
No, the alts are you. It's
oh,
all you.
Okay.
Yeah, I play John Lonely.
And he's
we can cut this dead air out,
we'll make this go
that way
faster.
It looks like you're like super fast.
At least just speed up the dead air. So it's just like, I guess it'll be at a higher
like
pitch.
Like a chipmunk contemplating
thinking.
All right, so you got one? Let's just do one, because it seems like three is too much for you right now.
Yeah, that's going to be better, yeah.
All right, ready?
You have one? Give us the thumb when you got one.
No, oh, yeah, I'm trying to think of anything rhymes with horny.
It doesn't even have to rhyme. It can just be anything.
Mm-hmm. It feels like it would be better if it did, though.
Like Jake said, Rick Horny, that works.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think it's funny. Yeah, it's funny if the horny is the first name.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the fun.
Yeah. John Lonely and, horny.
John Lonely and then horny.
Horny Toad.
That's fine. Bad. That's fine. We probably won't. We'll probably use Horny Adam. So this is just totally as a, this is for safety. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm John Lonely.
And he's Horny Toad.
You got to say it more confidently than that. You're soft
that
pitching
didn't
it.
Sound,
you're
yeah.
soft pitching it.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Well, can you just adjust the levels?
I thought I was selling
that,
it. Can you blast that?
Yeah. I play John Lonely.
And he's
okay. You're getting softer. Why don't you come up with something you're confident in?
I don't think so.
Do you want to say Horny Adams again?
No.
You're okay?
That's his name, right?
All right, so let's go straight to Hornhazio.
The guy from Comedian documentary.
We'll just get one quick Hornhazio.
Yeah, let's go to Hornhazio.
And then we'll be good to go.
Jake Hurwitz, 1985, August 5th, New Haven, Connecticut. Today's April 25th.
Oh, holy shit. That's like where I'm from, too.
Really? New Haven?
Yeah.
Awesome. Pistol waving. I am Hornhazio.
That's pretty good.
And we and need then, what?
What do you need TP for?
I need TP for my birthday. For my semen.
No, come on.
Hornita.
He doesn't need TP for his semen.
Well, because if he like...
He's horny. He didn't just come.
Oh, that's... Well, maybe it's pre-ejaculate. But
okay.
And when he, then say that. After you come, you're less... So just edit in, and this is just Sean Clemens clarifying that horniness is before you come and not after you come.
Got it.
And it's April 25th. It's my birthday.
And I have no ill will towards any nationality. Just to, if you guys need to use
and we'll
that
cut
well.
That.
Right. So, Jesus, man. What
all the, we can have it and say, I have ill will towards Polacks, right? we have that now.
We've got that clean.
We have the building blocks that for together. That.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond fucked.
So you guys were saying, high and mighty, and that one's just... Fucking anything, right?
Yeah, it's whatever Gabrus feels
that
like.
That was actually 12 minutes ago. We were talking about Lonely and Horny since then.
Oh, great. And so what's going on in that? You guys want to find babes? Hello. Yeah. Can we relate?
Well, hopefully so. I mean, it's all about dating in today, so 2016, online dating.
And it's online? Yeah. So did you read Aziz's book?
Have you let me thought finish of the, doing let, yourself sorry. Looking at a phone and your still, eyes are hard?
I was
hearts?
Still telling you exactly. What the show is about.
Uh-huh.
So I play Ruby. My name is Ruby Jade.
Amir, there are so many dating sites
one
now.
Second.
Yeah. Farmers, you know.
And we get Farmers Only.
And you get into it? And,
well, not entirely.
That's
Farmers Only.
You don't have to be lonely.
So the show takes place, me on dates, me in a class where I'm like trying to teach, Jake's trying to teach me how to hook up with girls.
You ever see the Farmers Only commercial and the dog's talking? He says, why are you dating a city girl?
No, I've not seen that one.
All right.
Jake's teaching you how to
can
hook
we,
up?
Can we do one where Amir has seen it?
Has seen it, yeah. Do you want me to feed him that line again?
I don't think we should use that aside at all.
Actually, maybe we could get a what, you know, like a what.
Like he has
in reaction it. To, mm-hmm. yeah, that he's surprised.
I'll do it real quickly, but we should get back to talking about the show.
Sure. And I think so too.
Great.
I have some notes.
Oh, wow, that's a commercial?
You didn't slate that. What is...
Well, yeah, what are you even talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is Amir Blumenfeld, January 18th, 1983. I was born in Israel. Don't have to talk about it. Whatever. Moving on. Wow, that's a commercial? So the show is 10 supersized long episodes.
You cut the second
so, okay. But he's teaching you to hook up?
Well, he's teaching a class and how to give these guys confidence.
A hookup class.
Yeah, teaching the game style class.
And your parents had an arranged marriage. They do that in Israel?
No, they don't. What?
Do they?
Because it's weird how your parents had to get married, but they're like still happy. But today, everyone's
on these
dating sites.
Yes, on these sites, and there's so many options. And is that actually making it harder to find true love?
Well, yeah.
That's the question that we try to answer.
And then the pickup artist class, what? So you're establishing Kino?
Kino?
Yeah, safe touching.
Oh, no, I don't. I think the pickup artist class.
How do you make him demonstrate value?
I guess we try to instill a confidence in the gentleman in the pickup class, but everybody in the pickup class.
But he needs to know tricks.
Yeah, he's got to know tricks. He's got to learn how to peacock, how to neg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then as the show itself goes on, we start realizing that Jake, as the teacher, doesn't even believe the words that he's teaching. So there's some depth to that.
The pickup class is sort of out of date, and we try to subvert it a little
bit. And you guys are friends with BB-8?
Who?
BB-8. Aren't you friends with him?
The Star Wars robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh?
Wasn't he teaching you stuff in your old show?
Ben.
You mean Ben Schwartz.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Yeah.
Were you listening to what we were saying?
Sean has been kind of
curious. It sounds like you're
excited. I've been seeing him getting excited to ask this question.
You're holding a BB-8. And you've been squeezing.
You've got a list of
so
questions,
tight.
But I can see now it's just a drawing of BB-8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. No, that's my whole notebook.
Okay.
I'm getting pretty good at the bottom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the ball part.
Yeah, but the top ball, too big. It's got to be smaller.
It's supposed to be smaller than the bottom.
Yeah, well, thanks, Hayes. Monday morning quarterback much?
It is Monday morning.
Yeah. Well, can we jump in the edits to just say that it's not Monday morning?
And do what?
You want to?
I just want to make people feel like it's actually Tuesday morning.
Well, yeah. When does this podcast come out?
Tuesday morning.
Yeah,
morning?
It's supposed to be live.
Right. That makes sense.
All right. So it is Tuesday morning.
Great.
And probably one of everyone saying that's a good drawing that you did.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
All right.
That's I just know not- later. I'm going to be the one that has to hear about it. So
right. When you guys are in the edit bay, you're going to want options.
Yeah.
You're going to want some positive options.
That's actually not bad.
See, that's. I feel like that's even a little...
A little patronizing.
Yeah.
Like, you, yeah, that's like
we don't necessarily like need what? The actually.
Like, okay. This is Hayes drawing approval, Wild, March 23rd, 19...
Sorry, and where... Where were you born?
South Israel. Sort of the bad part.
The Negev Desert?
Uh-huh.
The bottom half of Israel is just like, an uninhabitable.
I don't, again, with the, we don't say that stuff on the show.
Okay.
Wow, that looks like a real picture of BB-8.
Yeah, it looks like it's photo real.
Sorry, were you...
No, he's just reacting.
It sounds like you were complimenting it for yourself.
Well, just whatever people come at me with, I try to meet their energy.
Do you want me to say that?
A true PUA would know about that. What?
Do you want me to say that it looks photoreal?
Oh, that would be...
Because all you did so far was basically say, would you I could draw a better that? BB-8. You said that's actually not bad. Like, you're an authority and
that,
you...
Actually, yeah, if you could say that.
That's actually photoreal.
Wow, thank you.
What?
Okay, so we've got that.
Which part? How much of the actual podcast have we recorded so far in your guys' professional estimation?
In our opinion? I think we've got 4 minutes. Well,
4 minutes?
And we're going to lay in the rest afterwards.
It's been 40-ish, right?
Right.
40 recording? Code, can you confirm that?
We have lots of stuff stacked up from other shows.
How about also, if you wanted to, because Amir, before he did a lot of his racial takes, he would say, like, fuck this and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And then he has, like, a whole litany. So you'd be like,
right.
Fuck Laotians, fuck Hispanic, fuck Puerto Rican. Like, you could layer all that.
And we've got that, Cody?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and you could separate what I just did take away. I mean, we'll just
We probably won't use it, but
let's cut out what I just said with the, you know, where I actually said the fuck the nationalities. Sure. Thanks, appreciate that, buddy.
And if, if there's room for not having me being so mean.
There might not.
Yeah.
There might not be room. We have,
Enough without it is what I'm saying.
We have some stuff from our Eliza Schlesinger episode.
Which one?
She went on a couple riffs. You know Eliza Schlesinger? She won Last Comic Standing. She was on the show and she had a couple riffs that we have been looking for a place for. So we might use that in this one.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We'll be... Instead of a lot of what you guys have been doing.
Oh, like instead of the part where we were promoting our show.
The show and stuff, which I just don't think people are going to connect
to. Yeah, it's only on Vimeo On Demand. You can go to Vimeo.com. Well,
yeah, they end up cutting that out for like a fuck Laotians or something. Like,
But to have her here with you guys will be good.
That's awesome.
That's going to get a lot of eyeballs.
That's a lot of heat,
Yeah.
She's had an album called War Paint.
That's cool. And she could, if she's on the same episode.
Why are we talking about her? Why are
about
you,
her stand-up
you're
album?
You're promoting her shit.
We should get a wild, like congratulating. This is wild congratulating Eliza on War Paint.
What about? All right.
It's cool.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I lost my shit.
Thank you.
Wait, no, was that you saying just thank you?
We can use that actually. Yeah,
just in case you guys want to like compliment her stuff.
Okay, yeah. If that comes up. So if I were you, what's that idea?
What's that?
How'd you come up with that?
Why did you just...
Sounds like you
told
like
him to stop recording.
Huh?
I can see that the record button's off, man.
I'm just shooting the shit, man.
If you want to record
we're
it,
we're interested.
I'll
we can't just have a conversation with you about the stuff that you guys are
come
up
on,
to.
Guys.
It has to it has always to has
it's
to be.
It's interesting.
Like,
I want to get inside that noodle of yours and dig around. I mean, what is really going on if I were you?
Well, yeah, it's a podcast. It's an advice show.
Funny advice or normal advice?
It sort of toes the line between the two. So we try to get some genuine advice, but we try to be funny too.
Some of it's fucked up, huh?
What?
Sometimes.
Seems like.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Pickle
just could get pretty dark.
How so?
I'm just suggesting it.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Do we have, like, where are we at, Cody?
Mm-hmm.
Like 40.
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't that how long?
I got confused because Amir said 40 a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. And so for it to be 40 now and also then would be impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all estimating.
Yeah. Are you feeling good, Hayes?
I feel great. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to get after?
Do we want to just get some wild compliments?
What?
Just on our appearance and stuff.
Us to you.
Us to you.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a nice idea.
How about wild us talking about the shit we came here to promote?
Well.
Doesn't seem like I'm sorry. It's their show.
I'm happy to. Right. Jake Hurwitz, August 5th, 1985.
Oh my God.
New Haven, Connecticut, mm-hmm. April 25th, 2016. Mm. I think you have a really nice mustache.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, for a role.
I dig how you're letting the sides come in a little bit, too.
Yeah, that makes me more comfortable. That's not for the role.
Got it. So, like, when you're on camera, you're shaving the sides.
I got to clean that.
Cool. Well, I dig it. I think it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Do we have anything to plug? Do you want us to do that?
Oh, sorry. I thought there was another host of the show.
I was going to let Amir. Do you want to
talk about the show?
No,
or?
I was saying comp.
Compliment?
Well, just compliment me.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw up.
No, it's got to be.
See, hey. It seems like you were thinking of what you were going to say next instead of listening to what Jake was doing, which was giving Sean a nice compliment.
There's listening and then there's waiting for your turn to talk.
Oh, all right. Okay. Sorry, guys.
You know which one you were doing?
I'm guessing it's the one that wasn't good. So yeah. Not the listening one.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Good. Is that guess. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what,
dude? Pay a compliment.
Dude, yes, a compliment.
Amir Blumenfeld, in complete shock, January 18th, 1983. I'm floored by this, by the way. This is insane.
What element of my appearance are you floored by? You can't just say I'm floored by
that. Wasn't, yeah. That's it wasn't like a compliment.
What is flooring you?
Yeah.
Cool socks, dude.
See, it's not really like... I just feel like it should be something physical about him. That
I mean, to me, can I say what this feels like? He's avoiding saying some of the things that he really thinks when
really
he sees you.
Feeling, yes.
Because
I agree. They scare him.
It makes him a little uncomfortable.
That's what I think is happening, too.
We got four pretty secure guys, and they all are comfortable.
I'm openly gay. It has nothing to do with that.
I don't care about that, man.
So what were you talking about with the comfortable and your sexuality thing?
I didn't say
why
sexuality.
Why is the gay thing such a big deal for
not
us?
Not a huge thing at all.
Can we all just be guys?
No, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think so, too.
You gotta
totally
label
agree.
Everything.
No labels.
But we were saying you were scared of some of what you were actually liking about Hayes. It's not about being gay or straight.
I paid him the compliment, which you guys asked me to do 3 times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird thing to get horny about.
I wasn't.
It sucks.
I was not horny about that.
Is there anything that you want to edit out? Just
from
just
that?
Real check? From whatever.
Honestly, I don't see any of this conversation being usable in any way. Obviously, it's not my show, so you guys tell me.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.